Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/agalandagay. Audible has over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or even MP3 player. You know, there are so many different titles to choose from. Are you a fan of The Hobbit? Well, they have The Hobbit audiobook and also Divergent, the brand new hit movie Divergent by Veronica Roth. Well, it's on there too. So you can just head over and again, you can get a free audiobook download. It could be one of those, whether it's The Hobbit or Divergent. You might have seen the movies. Well, now read the books. Again, just head over to audibletrial.com/agalandagay.
Hey everyone, on this episode of A Gal and a Gay, we're going to talk about a very exciting collaboration, possibly in the works. If you grew up in, you know, if you grew up in the 90s, if you went to high school in the 90s, you're going to love it. So that, look forward to that.
And also we have some exciting news about the next season of American Horror Story. We know the cast and we know the name of the show.
Yes. And we're going to talk about our obsessions and who is ignoring reality this week. This is A Gal and a Gay.
All right, welcome to episode 17 of A Gal and a Gay. I am Mick, joined by two very lovely ladies.
I'm Kitty. We have a special guest today. She's someone we've known for a while. Her name is Jujubeen. Well,
hello.
We're going to call her Jujubeen. Say hello. Yes, she just
hello.
Said hello. Yes.
I'm allowed to say hello.
Yes, she's a sound. That's it. No more. You're going to hear from her.
I just make sound effects in the background, you know?
Yes, that's what we need somebody to do sound effects because there's just not enough sound effects in this podcast. So, Jujubeen, we've known you for a very long time. We've
yeah.
all been very friends, and we've been trying to get her on the podcast for a while now, so we're very excited you're here.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. Yeah. This is going to be really fun.
I know, so it'll be fun. I know you have a lot of stuff to talk about, like pop culture-wise. That's all we ever talk about at work. So
I know, exactly. Kitty and I sit back-to-back at work, and yeah, we have loud conversations and annoy everybody else
yes,
around us.
Yes, exactly, especially about hot men in entertainment that we like.
So. Oh, yes, and then we look at pictures, and then it gets a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. People really get tired of that, but do I care? No, not really.
Not at all.
We're there for 8 hours a day. We need some of that.
So. Pictures of Tom Hiddleston make everything better.
Yes, I would agree with that. Absolutely. So, I mean, we have a lot to talk about in this. We're going to have some TV news. We got a lot of movie news, too. And then ignoring reality, I think is going to be interesting to talk about this week, too. So, let's start. We're going to start with The Walking Dead. Now, Juju, you do not...
Participate
in The Walking Dead.
I don't watch it. Yeah. So this is where the sound effects come in. I'm just going to make zombie noises in the background while you guys talk.
And that's your regular job.
Yes.
That's what she does for a living. And
that's why we invited her.
Because she's a pro at zombie noises.
Undead sound effects. That's my specialty. Any sort of creature. Animals, you know. A moose. Squirrels.
What does a moose sound like, by the way? Oh my God, is there a moose in here?
Yeah. Keep drinking the mimosas, ladies. Keep drinking the mimosas.
We are having a brunch podcast this time, so we do have nice
cheers.
Mimosas. Yeah, let's cheers that. Yay!
Awesome.
Yes, anyway, Walking Dead. Tonight is the season finale.
Mm-hmm.
Mick and I have been, following. We're big fans of this show, so.
Yeah.
And we do podcasts after every episode, so.
Right. I'm big fans for now.
For now, yeah.
You gotta see how the season finales goes. Because the last season finale, I almost gave it up because I felt it was too boring. I mean, they killed Andrea.
Yeah, that's right. They did kill
But
her
then
Andrea.
It was just like, they just ended like, well, everyone's in the prison now.
Yeah.
And the governor's still out there.
Well, you know, so I was reading somewhere that they don't do a lot of cliffhangers, which is true. But then I read somewhere that they might do a big cliffhanger this season finale. So we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen. So I could see that.
Well, and basically it's kind of like, you know, death watch right now.
Death watch,
who is
absolutely.
Actually going to die? You know, I was reading an article where they were putting the likelihood of who possibly will die. You know, the top two at the top of the list, even though they've promoted this as a Rick episode, Glenn or Maggie.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because remember the last episode where she's like, you're not going to need this picture of me anymore? Which everyone at first thought that it might be Maggie. But then if you think about it, it could be Glenn.
Oh, my God. So, I don't know if I can handle but that. Here's the thing, I really don't think I could handle that.
Who will they kill of the main group? Of the original group? It could be one of the secondary members like Sasha or Bob.
Maybe even Tyrese. No, Tyrese is really big in the comics. So I don't see them killing him.
But Andrea's still alive in the comics.
Yeah, that's true. Andrea's still alive in the comics. So.
And of course, there's that theory out there that it's going to be Rick. But
no. Thank you.
Here's the thing.
No. I don't.
You pull a Game of Thrones crap on me, I'll stop watching and I'm going to tweet about it. Because that's crap. I mean, I think there have probably been other TV series, I can't think of them right now, that have killed their very main character. But the thing is with The Walking Dead, you start with Rick, you have to end with Rick. But then the thing is, if this is going to affect Rick, it's got to be a death or something that's going to happen that's going to be huge for him, because they said it's going to change him again. So either he loses his hand. Which he does in the comics.
Yeah.
It could be Carl.
Do you think? Yeah. It could be Carl, but they've already killed two kids this season.
Well, that's what I thought too. I'm like,
I don't think he'd get away with killing a third child. Right. Yeah.
So
maybe it's Judith.
No, they're not going to kill him.
You don't think
they're
not going to kill him? Well,
I don't know. But then a lot of people think it's Carol too, because
I could see Carol.
Her storyline's already wrapped up.
Yeah, I really like Carol, but I could see them. Killing Carol off.
So who do you think it's going to be? If they kill someone. But here's the thing that kind of pisses me off.
I don't see Rick going.
Season finales. Do we really have to kill people off to make it an exciting season finale?
No, I don't think so.
If you're a good writer.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can tell a good story, you don't need to kill somebody off.
Already such a huge episode with deaths. I don't think they need to go that route for the season finale.
I don't think so either.
There was that big bombshell with Mika and Lizzie that people are still talking about. Right. I think that's why
the losing the hand will be big.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually. That does. So.
But if they do kill someone, who do you think it is? Who are your top two? Who do you think?
Well, Bob. I could see him going, Bob.
Bob.
Thanks, Juju. Juju's vote is Bob.
Juju's Bob. Yeah. Bob. I could see Carol. I don't want that to happen, but Carol does make sense to me a little bit. I could see that happening. I do not see Rick. I don't see them kill. I just think that's a terrible idea at this point.
I think it is too.
Absolutely.
What about Beth?
Beth? I don't know. I feel like they put so much into her character, especially this last half of the season, that I don't know that they would just kill her right away. And that she's been kidnapped.
I thought it was weird that Maggie didn't. Well, I guess we didn't really see Maggie mention anything really much about Herschel's death or Beth being gone, missing.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I think they're going to go a little further with the Beth story.
I think so too. I think we're not going to see her till next season.
If she dies, we're going to see
her. Or she could be at Terminus, because if it is the theory that Terminus is where I think Negan is with all these wives, maybe they were taking her to be a wife. Yeah. Or if they're cannibals. I think she'd be a wife. I think they'd take her for a wife.
So it'll be interesting. The season finale tonight. We are going to watch it. We will live tweet during it, and then we'll do a podcast immediately following that. So stay tuned for that. So we'll see. We'll see what our theories are correct.
Still trying to figure. I don't know. Maybe Carol.
Maybe Carol. Yeah. Mm, yeah. I could see Carol.
Carol or Rick's hand.
Carol or Rick's hand. R.I.P. Rick's hand.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
I do.
Yes.
Big fan.
Yes. Kitty, where are you at on your episodes?
I just finished.
Finally.
I am all wrapped up. I'm good to go.
To finish all of Game of Thrones.
I put all my other TV shows on hold to finish Game of Thrones.
And she finally watched The Red Wedding episode.
I did.
I told her, it's going to sneak up on you. You know it's coming because everybody's talked about it. But then you don't really, all of a sudden, you're in the middle going, oh my God, this is what I was talking about.
Oh my God.
Holy cow. Yeah.
It really does. Yeah. It's just a little bit, because it's just a scene and then, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And then the whole time you're just shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked. And I couldn't even, I literally sat there for like 10 minutes just like pondering
what
life.
Just happened?
Yeah. What, like, just
what
happened?
Just what happened? Just happened?
That
oh
really
my
just
God.
Happened. I mean, they like, yeah. And I should say, you know, they, I mean, really, you know, George R. R. Martin just killed off half of the
Exactly. Half of the characters. Yeah.
But the thing is, the HBO show killed off more people than he actually did in the book. So they took it.
And it's so interesting too, because I don't know if you guys saw it, there was an article done in Vanity Fair. He talked to Vanity Fair a pretty extensive interview as well. And they talked about everything, about the TV show, about his books, and how he got started and everything. And one of the things that he specifically talked about is he wants people to feel like they don't know who's safe in the show. And so, you know, in the very beginning, you have this question, you know, it's told from Bran's point of view, and you're going, okay, well, Bran's got to be the main character. And then, you know, he gets pushed out the window, and you're going, oh my gosh, did he just kill his main character?
I know.
I mean, he uses that as an example of why it's just, you can't have people know what's to be expected. And one example he used is Castle on ABC, which is one of my favorite shows, but it's called Castle. So you know nothing's ever going to happen
right,
to
Richard
Castle.
Right?
Duh. The show is his name, you know. Right.
But here's the thing with something like that. You're invested in a character. Mm-hmm. That's going to make you really love that show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how most people relate to shows. Mm-hmm. It's like, we know this is the main character. We know that we're watching their journey, their whatever, which their journey should be till the end of a show. And that's how you can relate and connect to a show, Lost. I'm going back to Lost.
Of course.
But, like, you could kind of see with those kids, you knew who the main, at least main three characters were. But the main one, he obviously made it through the entire show. And I love that show because of it, because you saw him from the time he opened his eyes on the island to the time he closed his eyes on the island. And you were able to connect with that show. Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones, I like Game of Thrones. I'm going to watch Game of Thrones until the series finale on HBO, but it's never going to be one of my favorite TV shows because it's just like a hodgepodge of characters.
You don't want to get too emotionally
too invested.
To it. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, in the very beginning when they killed Ned, you're just
I mean,
that kind of show that you cannot be connected with anyone.
So you have to watch the show differently than you would watch a show that you truly can trust and be invested. I mean, they can kill people off.
That's my problem, though. Is like they do. They make the characters very interesting that you do like them, but you do get invested in them, and that's my problem. I can't.
But I mean, how well do they develop these characters, though? I mean, Cersei in the beginning, you're just like, wow, she's terrible. She's such with her brother. She told her brother to kill a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, what a terrible, terrible woman.
Yes.
But then, you know, by the end of season three, like, I feel for her.
Yeah, you feel a little sorry for her.
I feel like the character development is just done so well.
It is
the storytelling
done so well.
For them.
It really is.
You know, I can't remember his name now. Her brother. The
Jamie.
Jamie. You know, same thing.
Exactly. Like, you hate him at first, but then he goes through that stuff with Brianna and all that.
And his relationship with her.
Yeah, like, and you really kind of start to like him a little bit. Even though he's kind of a jerk, like, he actually, like, stuck up for her and, like, saved her life. And, so you feel a little bad for him.
But I agree, though, with the character investment thing. I was really invested in Robb Stark. Especially when he had his shirt off.
Oh, yeah. Super hot.
Super hot. Right.
And I really
you still have
John
Snow.
Jon Snow. Yeah, Jon Snow. He's pretty.
He's too whiny.
He's all right.
And he never has his shirt off because it's too cold.
I know.
Why even right. And winter's coming, so you're never going to see
it. Oh, my goodness. Crow gear. You need to be, he was in that scene with the hot tub or the hot spring with his wildling fling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Regret.
Yeah. So we got to see him briefly nude, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
That's
true. Yeah.
For a moment, I guess.
For a moment. But I actually read somewhere that wasn't his butt. That wasn't his actual butt. Like, that wasn't him.
Oh, well, that's disappointing. Was it Joey Tribbiani being his butt double?
It was Joey Tribbiani.
Yes. Nice friends reference. Nice friends.
I knew that was going to happen in this podcast.
At some point.
That's good.
Juju brings up friends a lot.
Show to live
but by. No, apparently Kit Harington had like broke his ankle or something at
and
some
so
point.
And so he couldn't show his
butt. And so
right.
he couldn't get
his
in the water.
Ankle?
Yeah, so they had like a double for that scene. But,
well, it's true.
Yeah.
If you broke it, you can't really make a smooth.
Yeah.
smooth
can't really hobble
right.
into the, for a sexy
Which
scene.
Basically meant he was still working on his butt at that time. Right. So it wasn't camera ready.
I'm not ready, guys. It's the morning.
But if we could see that test footage, that would be great.
Yeah, really, really.
Yeah,
really
would
maybe
be
DVD extras. I don't
tweet
know.
That out.
I am really excited about the fourth season.
I really am, too.
I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, I just love this show, and I'm really glad I started watching it, because it is fantastic.
It ruined TV for me for a while.
It's,
like, after I finished season three, I was like, okay, what do I try to watch now?
I'm a little lost.
I don't want to start Scandal again.
I know. It's,
don't want to start, all these other shows. I was like, okay,
It's because it's just so different than a lot of things on TV.
So well produced.
It's very well produced.
Show,
it is. a great show. Absolutely. And so,
speaking of great shows, we have some news about American Horror Story season 4.
They have announced the theme for next season, which is amazing. Freak Show. Which
going to be cool.
This was a rumor for a very long time.
There was a circus. They said circus kind of thing. Different than carnival.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it is. I mean, circus is under a big top. Whatever. Yes. Carnival is
kind of the same thing.
The lady with antlers and, you know,
yes,
things like
freak
that.
Show, yes.
And absolutely. It traveled, yeah. It's...
Yeah, I think it's a perfect theme for this show. It's amazing. I think it's going to be weird and it's going to be very American Horror Story.
Right, and how perfect, I mean, I think it's going to be a great
and everybody, like, season. Kathy Bates is coming back.
Everyone.
Yeah, everyone. Emma Roberts, Jessica Lange, obviously.
Yep.
They say Michael Chiklis also is going to be in this.
From The Shield, he's going to be playing Kathy Bates' ex-husband.
Oh.
And he's actually going to play Evan Peters' father.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be good. And Emma Roberts is coming back.
I know. She was
and
great.
Gabby's coming back. And,
oh, Gabby's coming back, too? Yeah. Oh, what about Nan? Is she coming back? Yeah, good.
Jamie Brewer. I love her.
I love her. And I'm so glad they're bringing her back.
I wonder why she wasn't in season 2.
I know. I wonder.
Maybe she had something else going on.
Yeah, maybe they just didn't have a place for her.
Oh, and Frances Conroy. We cannot forget Frances Conroy.
Yeah, oh, God. She's so great. So,
Juju, you really need to watch.
I know, I do.
You need to watch Coven.
Okay,
just watch Coven.
Because I started, because you guys just raved about American Horror Story, and so I started it with my husband. And but I'm just such a huge wuss. We had so many rules. You know, my husband and I barely see each other during the week, so we only have the weekends, and we have certain shows that we watch together. And so I had all sorts of rules: can't watch it right before bed, can't watch it after the sun comes down, can only watch it in broad daylight, can only watch it with my husband. So I got to the point where we just didn't have time to watch it. And so we started the first season. I just got too freaked out by it.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll watch Coven. Because you guys said it's not.
It's not that scary.
Yeah.
Coven, I think, is the best season thus far. I really think.
You know and I love Stevie Nicks.
Oh, you love Coven.
Like you'll major girl crush. So
you should, absolutely watch Coven if you don't watch any other seasons. It's really good. So, and I'm really excited for the next season. I think it's going to be, you know, just as good. I think it's going to probably be a little bit like season 2. You know how it was a little freaky and
Asylum.
Crazy?
That's definitely one you're not going to watch.
Yeah. Asylum's, I think, worse horror-wise as the first season.
Oh, right.
Season,
Even though it has Adam Levine, it's still
maybe I'll just watch
boring.
The clip with him.
I don't know if you're going to want to watch.
Is there someone? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's too bad.
That'll be definitely
I'll just keep watching The Voice because he looks cute on that.
He's not in it very long. Mm-hmm.
He's in it throughout the season.
Yeah, but just briefly snips it. Yeah, and
he's so yummy.
He is very yummy.
Let's just stop for a moment and think about Adam Levine.
Yeah.
Now I'm a little uncomfortable sitting
here. You brought it up.
You brought it up, exactly.
You brought it up.
He is super hot, but I don't know. He seems a little douchey, but that's okay to me.
A little bit.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you don't need to have a relationship.
Right.
That's true. You just listen to him.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Just look at him. That's all. He's like Ryan Lochte, you know?
Yeah,
he doesn't actually need to talk.
God,
you can don't open your mouth, Ryan.
Just stand there in your swim trunks and let me look at you.
That's all we need to see, Ryan Lochte.
And preferably, you know, be left from the pool.
Right. We need to play Mary Bang Kill sometime.
Oh, God, yes we do.
Have you ever played
that? Yes, I've.
Oh, okay. She gave me this look.
Well, I was mostly thinking about how you just made it PG because you took a certain word.
Oh, right.
I had to think about it for a moment.
It confused you.
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Anyway.
Moving on. American Horror Story. Can't wait. So.
Oh, did you guys watch New Girl this week? Sorry.
Yeah, I did watch New Girl this week.
I haven't. I've got to catch up. I'm like 3 episodes behind right now.
What did you think? I don't want to ruin it for you.
Can I just say that I have not been as in love with this season.
No, I agree.
As I have with the first.
We have. Right.
For me, something about Nick and Jess together.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what made it funny was their like weird tension that they had. And now that they're a couple, I'm kind of like, I'm just not.
Well, now you can start watching again.
I just feel like the coupling thing in sitcoms, you know, like on Friends, they waited for a long time before Chandler and Monica.
Well, not even, like, but what about Ross and Rachel?
Ross and Rachel, they were together, they were not together, they were together.
Yeah,
well, I think
they weren't even my favorite. I really did not really kind of like that Ross and Rachel thing.
But I think maybe that's what New Girl's going to go for.
You think, I think.
So they're on a break.
They're on a break, yes.
No. They were on a break.
But here's the thing. Like, some of my favorite scenes, well, besides the scenes involve Schmidt, involve Nick and Jess.
Yes.
Remember the landlord and the three-way thing? Remember?
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, my God. How uncomfortable. How funny. How funny.
I know. And they are funny. I agree. I agree with you. Like,
I think
a spark is gone
for me.
There
is something that just, is gone now that they're together.
But I also think bringing Coach back... Even though I love
Damon Wayans Jr., he's so funny.
Hilarious.
Rip
so
happy
funny.
Endings, yeah. R.I.P. Happy endings.
Yeah, I know. Show is so good.
But seriously, it's like I'm glad they have him back because Winston is not my favorite.
I like Winston.
I like him.
I think he's really funny.
I think he's really
funny.
I don't think we need to add Coach. I think Coach needed to come back for maybe a couple episodes and then go away.
So Coach is like kind of on in every episode now.
He's a captain.
So that means Happy Endings is not even going to get picked up by a cable network.
No, Happy Endings is done for good.
Oh, that's so sad.
I love that show. Yeah.
That was a show where I liked everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Every single character.
Here's the thing. We mention Happy Endings in every podcast.
Almost every podcast. Except The Walking Dead.
Doesn't really fit in.
If we can work that in, we will.
We will, but yes.
I don't know. I just feel like there are too many characters right now.
No, I get it.
You know who I think is really funny is Jess's friend who's married with a kid.
Yes, yes. She's really funny.
She's hilarious.
What is her name? That actress name is like Jean Raphael something, but she's hilarious.
And she was only in like 20 seconds of this last
episode.
Is it
New Girl or Mini? Is she on the Mini Project? She plays a lesbian... doctor.
Gynecologist.
That New Girl? Okay. I can remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's hilarious.
She is so funny.
And I don't,
They need to bring her back more often.
I agree.
Yeah.
June Diane Raphael.
That's what her name is. I was listening.
She plays Sadie.
She and Casey Wilson did a movie.
Did they?
I forget what it's called, but they play like pageant queens. Like, they were in pageants when they were teenagers, and then now in their 30s, they go back and try and do it. I want to see it, but they were on a podcast on the Nerdist podcast talking about it, and they were really funny. So, anyway.
Well, she was also in Anchorman, too, now that I'm... And Bride Wars, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Zodiac. Oh, that's a good movie.
Oh.
Zodiac.
I love Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I do. Like that
I saw that
too.
One when I was on a date by myself.
Oh!
I went and got myself a burger for lunch, and then I was happy. And I was like one of like four people in the movie theater, and I was laughing hysterically at everything, and no one else was laughing.
It's
was like,
so weird.
Lame.
I know. When you're.
It's so funny. I mean, I'm sorry, but when she comes home and he's naked and he, you know.
He's doing his dance. Yeah.
That's funny! Laugh! It's hilarious! You guys suck. Not you two, but the people in the movie
theater.
Thank you. I dressed up for myself, too. It was really funny. I wore a cute little dress. I put on, like, dangly earrings.
Sounds like you're having a Sex in the City moment.
Oh, yeah, totally. It was totally
independent woman.
I had just moved to a city for a job, and so I was, like, new there, and I didn't have a lot of friends, and I had weekdays off, so... I just went and found a date by myself.
You know, I did that too. Don't worry. I do. It's a woman thing.
I actually do kind of enjoy seeing movies alone sometimes.
I do too. I really
do. Because, like, when I'm done, I can just think about it on my own. Mm-hmm. And,
right.
You know.
Especially movies that I know friends won't want to see, but I'll really want to see it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so sometimes I'll go see a movie.
I remember when I was working in Wisconsin, and I was on TV, and I went to the movie by myself, and I'm like, this is great. And it was kind of packed, and I didn't have a hat on. Like, I'm just going, you know, it's last minute. Let's go see it. You know, I'm going to go see a movie by myself that no one wanted to go see.
Uh-huh.
Sit down, got my popcorn. They're doing those pictures, you know, before the movie starts. Uh-huh. And there's my face pop up. Oh my God! And it was like, I was so, and I could hear people talking about the news, and I'm like, oh my God, please, no one recognize me.
You're so famous.
And after that, I never went to a movie by myself without wearing a hat.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh God, it was so awkward.
Oh my God. I would be mortified.
Right. I learned my lesson.
Yeah, I really would be mortified. Okay, well, anyway, we talked about New Girl. Let's talk about Nashville. We all watch Nashville. I know Juju's a big fan. We talk about it at work a lot. So,
yes.
What did you think about this episode?
There was a lot that went on.
Yeah.
I want to tell you one thing that kind of irritated me about the episode. The kid storyline.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where it's like, let's introduce our tween kids. Know. And it's like, oh.
I know.
And then the worst part was when they were doing their patty cake song. Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, that's real cool. That's real cool. Well, I'm like, BS.
Sick
beats, girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? Sick beats.
Let me put this up online.
I don't know. I felt like it was a little too dramatic. Like every single person's story was dramatic. So drama filled. I was like, oh my gosh. Like,
very dramatic.
I felt like that's what I liked about the show since the very beginning is it's a nice mix. There's some drama going on, but it's still lighthearted, and that's what I enjoyed about it. And now it's starting to get a little too drama.
It's a little drama, yeah.
You know, and I don't know, like for a while there I was really, and Kitty and I have talked about this, really enjoying Juliet. You know, I felt like she was really kind of turning a corner and but like after this episode, I'm like, okay, now I remember why I hated you so
much. I know.
Which is good. I mean, Hayden Panettiere is doing a good job in her role, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's fantastic. Absolutely.
But here we go. Why are you working on music when you're in the middle of a concert?
Yeah.
You just got off stage. Let's hang out and let's write some music and produce some tracks. I mean. Come on.
I know. Scarlett.
Scarlett gets on my nerves.
I really liked her in the beginning. And now, but I feel like her character's just gotten so whiny and like.
She's so whiny.
You know, like.
So whiny, I know.
And she's just. It just irritates me how she, like, she wants to do this, but she's so like, oh, this is so hard, I can't do this.
So
like, oh, I can't perform, you know.
But what a great moment, though, with her and Juliet.
Yes, moment, absolutely,
it's like, I did not see that coming.
No, I did not see her,
Although I was totally distracted by her cheekbones.
cheekbones were
They were, like, and the lighting on it, it was like, cheekbones. Everywhere.
I
hate Teddy.
I don't like Teddy either. I do not like him at all.
Like, he's just
such an asshole to Deacon. Yeah. And I'm just like, I get it, you know, like, but I think he's being way too mean. Like, you know, and to his kid. I'm like,
He's just so jealous about her.
That's why and this whole thing with Deacon's girlfriend, too, is a little, I'm like, I don't know.
It was just too drama filled.
It was a little drama.
I need to go back. I felt like it was more about the music in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a big country music fan, but I enjoyed
the music on the show. The music is great. Yeah.
And I feel like they've cut back on songs and the music.
There's not enough music like there was in the first season. I agree. And you know, they'll sprinkle it in every once in a while, but it's not as prominent, I feel like, as it used to be. Yeah. So. I don't know.
Right, but I mean, how much music can you... I mean, that's a lot of music
to
write.
It's a lot of music,
Yeah,
I know.
And there are some songs I'm like, I wish they would go back to. I mean, I guess they did with Juliet with On the Grave song.
Which
is a really good song.
It's a really good song. Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it's really good. The Will Lexington storyline is getting crazy, too. I don't know. You know, he's marrying Layla, which I hate Layla.
Oh, my God.
I hate her so much. I like Will, but, you know, now Jeff is hearing these rumors about him being gay and all these things. And, you know, now Gunner's, like, covering for him. Yeah. I think it's good. I think that's going to come to a head eventually.
Oh, it's going
to
get super
That's probably the season finale.
Yeah, I think that's going to... I could see that coming.
You're probably right.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. But...
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Nashville hasn't been picked up for another season.
It has
really?
No. Really? I think it'll last a couple more seasons, I think. It's still pretty good.
Fine.
Yeah, I think ratings-wise. The next week is there, you know, that's when it kind of comes to a head, her pill addiction, Scarlett's pill addiction.
Oh, finally.
I know.
I feel like it's what's-her-name's caffeine addiction on Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yes. She's going to have a freak-out moment in her room where she's gone crazy.
Well, no, but Charlotte's is going to be on, or...
Yeah, Scarlett's on stage, I think, and she probably faints or something, so, you know.
You just saw Juliet's face
so I think she's probably going to, you know, pass out.
Well, and Juliet even said in this episode, I think she's hot.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, Avery was like, she doesn't do drugs, but you know, obviously Juliet knows what a high person looks like. Her mom and whatnot.
Right,
and we're gonna meet Scarlett's mom
in
the next episode too, and apparently there's some you know,
I watch it on Hulu, so I don't see the preview for
next week they're gonna introduce Scarlett's mom, and I guess she's had some problems with her mom, so that'll be interesting. I'm sure that'll push her
addiction. Well, that's why
her
songs are the way that they are.
So I'm sure that'll push her addiction over the edge. And Deacon's gonna go off the wagon again, so you know. because all this job.
Poor Deacon.
I know, poor Deacon. So I really hot. Like. He's so super hot and talented. And, anyway, I really like. I like Nashville.
I really enjoyed the concert with Deacon, Will Lexington. And,
yes. And
oh, how did that come about?
I have no idea.
How did this just happen?
They just suddenly magically appeared on stage and all knew the same
song. Will got added to Luke's tour, and then Luke picked up Deacon on his tour, too.
Oh, that's right. Because
he was like, you don't need to be playing these clubs. You need to come out on tour with
me.
That's
right. So. I remember that now. And that's how that came last week.
I was wondering, I'm like, wait.
I just enjoyed the visual during that.
Oh, yeah.
During that
super hot
concert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All three of them.
Yeah, with the cowboy boots and the.
Yeah, it was good. Hats. It was real good.
That is totally that is totally my wheelhouse, y'all. I can't even. That's why I watch this show. I can't.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's get to some movie news.
Movie news. We got refills, everyone.
We got refills on mimosas. So.
Or in my case, mimosa hold the orange juice.
Just a little splash of orange
just
juice.
Just for the color.
Really, that's all you need. Yes. Right. Okay, so we're going to start with Star Wars news. You got some news.
Yes! Okay, so J.J. Abrams apparently has told Dominic Monaghan, which I guess would be my second Lost reference, right?
Oh, yeah. Second, yeah.
Second
yeah.
Lost reference, yeah. Because Dominic Monaghan was interviewed about something, and he said that he actually reached out to J.J. like, hey, I will be in this movie. I will carry a light. I will die. Whatever you need me to do. And so he never really said that. If what JJ said about that, but he said that JJ said that because there had been all these rumors that you know Zac Efron, which is swear to God, if he ever shows up in Star Wars, I
in
will
a
not
Star
watch.
Wars, I right, don't right. see that.
So there have been rumors about all these big name
Zac
stars.
Zac Efron.
Right.
I feel like a dirty old lady whenever I see
him. Oh, yeah,
him.
Me too.
But, yeah, no, I agree.
I would watch Star Wars very eagerly if he was in that, but I don't think that's a good
thing. It's not good,
yeah. Yeah, no.
But anyway, JJ had said that his plan is, I mean, we are about a month or so away from them
production starting, right, yeah.
So he told Dominic that they're putting together a cast of unknowns, which is great.
I think that's a smart move.
Right.
You know?
Because that's what they did in 1977 when they cast Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher. Mm-hmm. They weren't really known stars. And so basically Star Wars made them into stars because he was saying that he doesn't want people going in to watch the movie and they're like, oh, that guy is from that thing, mm-hmm. not from Star Wars. So he wants this
gotcha.
New group of actors to be associated with Star Wars after they move on, which
that's
I think
smart.
This new Star Wars, like, is it like, where does it pick up? Like,
it picks
after
up
the last
30 years after the last one.
Okay. Okay.
So the new trio or new cast of unknowns will be like the sons and daughters of Princess Leia, Han Solo, and Luke Skywalker.
Oh.
So, and then they'll probably carry the movies through the next three movies, and then there's another trilogy after that. So, you know, there have been, you know, books that have been written since the last Star Wars about, and George Lucas was on board, like, this is where he saw the expanded universe going, where Princess Leia and Han Solo have twins. One of the twins turns to the dark side and whatever. So there's a lot of things like that. So so it will be great. I can't wait. So anyway, we should be hearing pretty soon.
Like more casting news probably.
More casting news.
I would think so.
One interesting piece of casting news I thought this week comes out of Jurassic World.
Yes.
About Jake Johnson from New Girl.
Oh, I love him. I do. I really
he's
love him.
He's been confirmed for a role in Jurassic World, which when I heard this, I'm like, oh, he's automatically going to be the comic relief.
Yeah, I would think probably. So. Yeah, probably. But, I mean, I'm excited for this new Jurassic World. I'm excited.
I am too.
Because Chris Pratt's going to be in it and Jake Johnson. And it's
Bryce Dallas Howard,
yeah. So I'm excited. I hopefully it's not going to be like the second one where it was terrible. But, you know, I feel like it's going to be good. So you can't go wrong with Jurassic Park. And since they're going back to the original island and all that good stuff, I think it's going to be really really good, I
it's
hope.
Supposed to be released next summer, so that doesn't give them a lot of time to... Right.
Next summer.
Mm-hmm. But I guess Star Wars is going to start shooting in a couple months, and they're shooting for December 2015.
Hmm.
So I guess maybe technology's kind of...
Yeah, maybe. I guess maybe
picked
they
up
the movies
with, right, with these
faster.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah. Hmm. Who knows? There's her special, her effects again.
Right. I love
so
Jurassic
Park. So we keep you around.
For no other reason.
I do love Jurassic Park.
I have a library of John Williams movie games. Oh, I didn't do Star Wars.
Oh, you didn't. Jeez, I know.
Well, sound well,
this
will
be the last
fail.
Time you're on this podcast.
Well, thanks for ruining everything.
Oh, sorry.
You've ruined everything.
So we stay at my husband's house, at his my in-law's house, whenever, like, when we get together for a big family gathering and someone has, like, a party foul or something, we just scream at each other, "You ruined everything!"
Sounds fun.
Oh, yeah, we're a lovely bunch. I'm the only one who drinks.
Oh, gosh.
Everyone looks at me.
That's why you like coming over here.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't feel like such a lush. Although my mimosa is a lighter color than both of yours.
That's all right.
Some more interesting news. They might have Bradley Cooper replacing Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones in the next Indiana Jones movie.
What? Not Shia LaBeouf?
Oh, God.
Shia LaBeouf. Oh, my gosh.
His star has fallen.
Yeah,
it fell a long time ago.
It fell. Yeah, he is. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think Bradley Cooper would be a great.
I think he would be too, but I'm reading this article and it doesn't sound like he's going to be playing Indiana Jones. He's just
no.
Be playing,
I think they're going to use. I read the same article as you, Kitty, and I think they said that Harrison Ford. I mean, if they don't wait too long, basically, it's like the studio has this deal. If they wait too long, then they're just going to, you know, do kind of a reboot.
Yeah.
But if they, I mean, Harrison Ford's 72.
Yeah.
So I think it's like if they do it within a certain time frame,
mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford will still reprise his role and then, but
kind
they'll
of pass the baton over to Bradley. Yeah. Like,
which you can, apparently that's part of his contract for the next Star Wars movies.
Oh, really?
He gets to do the next two Indiana Jones, which makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Because it's going to take a while for them to do pre-production on Indiana Jones. So while he's actually working on Star Wars, the pre-production can take place on Indiana Jones, and then he can start it right after he's done filming.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
I'm all for another Indiana Jones movie, as long as it's not like the last one. Did you see Crystal Skull?
Yeah.
It wasn't
horrible.
I hated it.
Oh, really?
I absolutely hated it. I thought it was terrible from beginning to end.
Shia LaBeouf was just the worst part of it.
Because it just... Oh, it was...
He's the worst part of a lot of things.
It's true.
But there's been some good movies with him in
Holes. Holes is pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Love Holes. That's before he became, like, Shia LaBeouf.
Seen a few episodes of Even Stevens.
Oh, I've never seen that show, but, that's...
I'm just seriously disturbed because I saw a preview of a movie called Nymphomaniac. With Shia LaBeouf in it, and now it is, like, permanently etched onto the inside of my eyelids. So, like, I can just see it in my brain. And it drives me nuts.
There are some big names in that movie, which shocks me.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know if I'll ever watch that one. Maybe.
No, I don't think so either.
No,
I gotta watch Shame first.
Oh, yeah.
That one, you have to be in the right mindset. So I went. So I watched Shame when it was on a Saturday. My husband had to fill in at work. And I went to the farmer's market that morning and got some fresh fruit and some fresh vegetables. And it was a great day. It was a beautiful day outside. And I came home and I was like, well, he's not going to be home for another 3 hours. So what can I do? Oh, let me watch Shame.
That's Michael
a terrible idea.
Is it? What is
it's
it? Heavy?
So
a heavy movie?
Heavy
yeah.
And so dark.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really get resolved in the end. I mean, it's really honest and it's really raw. And it is, I mean, Michael Fassbender is an amazing actor.
He's an amazing actor.
Amazing
yeah.
actor. And Steve McQueen is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Great storyteller, you know. But, I mean, just... When you're done with it... When I finished with it, I'm sitting in my living room... Sun is shining, and I'm going, I hate this world. Life is so hard. it's really, really heavy.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Really, it's kind of like 12 Years of Slave. You just have to
right.
be in the right mindset
gotcha.
To watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great movie. Great movie. Really well done. It's just a lot of material to take
in. How was the penis, though? Let's talk about that.
Yeah. That's why you watched
it.
I mean,
really?
Come on.
I think here's the difference. So the penis is just kind of, he gets up from, it's showing the monotony of his life. He gets up, he goes to the bathroom, and he pees. It's hard because there's nothing sexy about the sex he has in that movie.
Mm.
Which is, I think, the difference.
Yeah.
Because you understand the sex is not, romantically motivated. He's it's addicted, not intimate. Right? He's addicted to it. Right, so it's like this primal need that he has, and it's a sickness. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the difference. So when you're watching the movie, yes, you go into it thinking, oh, I'm going to see Michael Fassbender. He's so hot. I get to see his penis, and he has sex with lots of women. And then when you're watching it, there's just nothing sexy about those scenes. Well, because it's so desperate. There's so much desperate. I mean, there's a really graphic threesome scene where he's with two hookers.
Wow.
And it's really graphic. Really graphic. But you just, I mean, I did not feel a thing. Mm. I did not feel a thing in it.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's disappointing. But I do want to see that movie, and I will watch it eventually because I do like Michael Fassbender.
Well, we were talking about 12 Years of Slave,
too. It was on HBO Go for a while.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it still is, but it was on there for a while. We share our, sorry, no one knows who I am. We share our HBO Go password with a friend, and it's really funny because he's like a movie aficionado, and so he watches like, you know, these like tasteful artsy films. And you watch and I'm here watching Sex and the City, and, you know, what's your number?
I love that movie!
Cutting Edge. I hope this on DVD, but I gotta watch it here too. You know, I mean, it's just so funny because, like, he probably logs on and looks at the watch list and he goes, oh my god, why did I give them my password?
They're just wasting it.
If HBO Go, you know, mines the data, they're gonna be like, who the hell is this guy? You know? Why is he watching this movie? While you watched
a really tasteful documentary and then, Sex in the City. Eclectic.
Magic Mike?
I know.
Speaking of Magic Mike,
they're making a sequel to Magic Mike. Shocker. Yeah, which but I don't know how I feel about.
Speaking of penis, yeah, sequels,
exactly. Speaking of that, it's gonna be Magic Mike XXL. So
because they couldn't just name it Magic Mike 2.
No, absolutely not. No, you gotta call it XXL. So I don't know. I'm reading that. Let me read a pull article because I forget. Steven Soderbergh's not
his
doing
name
it.
Who said that, right?
Yeah, Joe Manganiello. Whatever. I can't ever say his name.
Alcide.
Yes, Alcide. That's what his name is.
I'll just say I had a crush on Alcide in the book, and I seriously had a crush on him in the show too.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Alcide. Yeah.
I just hope they don't bring back Alex Pettifer for the sequel.
But I wonder what it's going to be. It's going to be about. You know, if it's. Do you think Magic Mike is going to be in it? Channing Tatum again?
Oh, yeah.
Still writing it.
Yeah,
oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he's still writing it, supposedly. No. And supposedly it's like the assistant to...
Steven Soderbergh.
Is going to direct it.
Yeah, he's going to direct it. So, that'll be interesting.
But, I don't know. I just... Kitty, you and I went and saw it together. Mm-hmm. And we went and had some cocktails, and we went and saw it together.
Yes, absolutely.
And we made a whole afternoon out of it.
Uh-huh.
And it was a lot of fun. And
it was
me,
fun.
I think the experience of it
made
the movie more fun to watch.
Yes.
And it was so funny, because in the movie theater, you know, of course it's all women. And we're in there. And so, at the beginning, everyone's like, and then like halfway through it just like dropped.
I know, because it gets very
serious.
Really serious. It gets very serious. I know.
It's just like
I do. I mean, it was a good movie, but I don't know. I don't know. Does it need a sequel? I don't know.
Yeah.
And then am I going to see the sequel? Probably.
Well, and I'm afraid that because, you know, I mean, obviously the movie was sold a certain way.
Yes.
It was sold with hot guys.
Absolutely.
And then I think, you know, women went and saw it. And while, yes, it is a good movie, I think some women went and saw it just purely for the male stripper part of it, and that only lasted the first, you know, 40 minutes or so, and then it got kind of heavy. So I wonder if the sequel would do as well, because, you know, people might say, okay, well, clearly it's not just going to be a big meat market, and maybe I don't want to see it, you know. I wonder if that's going to be the effect. Because obviously they're doing a sequel because the first one did so well.
Yes, it did.
I mean, what was it, $167
million? Yeah, it made...
And it was like a $7 million budget.
Yeah, $167 million global box office, which is crazy. Yeah, so...
There was really only one special effect.
I know what you're talking about. Can I say that I watched this movie also with my mom and my grandma and my sister?
How was that?
It was hilarious because I was the only one who'd seen it. The rest of my family hadn't seen it, and I was thinking the whole time I'm thinking of that scene with the penis pump, and eventually it comes on, and I'm like, oh god, I'm looking at my, and, you know, and eventually they all got it, but my grandma's like, oh, this doesn't bother me, or she, I don't know. My grandma was very cool about it, and it was hilarious.
It's so funny though, because everyone knew that scene was coming, and in the movie theater, we were just kind of like. And then it was like right when the scene like ended.
Yeah,
everyone went, oh!
It takes. It it takes a second for you to realize what that was. Yeah, I know. And my grandma was like, oh, I've seen worse than that.
And of course it was our man Alcide who was using it.
Yes. Right. But it was just, it was so funny. So it was fun to watch that with my mom and my grandma and my sister.
I would never watch that with
my mom. I know, it wasn't that awkward because my grandma's funny, so that was interesting.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But yeah, no. Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. You know, I like Channing Tatum. I do. So I'll watch him again. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Dance again.
Yeah.
I could do without Matthew McConaughey, though. I don't really like him. I just don't. I like him as an actor, but I don't. Right. I personally don't find him that attractive.
I know. I don't either. But yeah. I was really, really, surprised by his Oscar speech. Because yes. I didn't think it was going to be as eloquently delivered. You know, just because I think of Matthew McConaughey.
Well, yes.
You know, had a loser girl
crazy,
in 10 days.
Like, yeah.
Is it Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
No, it was Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused, that's what it is.
Right.
And like,
well, he does have this reputation of being this Texas boy and a little bit of a redneck. Yeah, dude. Like, but he is, I think, and he is a phenomenal actor. He really is. Like, especially.
You're starting True Detective.
True Detective.
Right? Oh, that is so good.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've only seen two episodes so far.
I've only seen two. Oh my gosh.
Fantastic. Yeah. It is.
I mean, I have a whole new respect for him.
Oh, I know. Because when he first started, he did some films that, you know, you see that little, his acting chops a little, like A Time to Kill, he's great in A Time to Kill.
Oh, yeah.
But then he got into the rom-com, you know, that kind of thing.
And developed his big reputation.
Exactly. But now he's starting to get into these more, you know, dramatic roles, like Dallas Buyers Club and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So my dad was telling me that they're calling it the McConaissance because he's...
Your dad knows.
My dad knows everything movie. Like,
that's awesome.
That's where I get this from. But anyway, we were talking about it. And yeah,
McConaissance.
Because he's really
coming
into
it. That needs to be a hashtag.
I agree. It does. So.
Hashtag that.
Let's get that started.
Anyway, I am impressed with him as an actor. So it'll be, I don't know. Maybe he will be back for the sequel. But
let's hope he doesn't show up in Top Gun 2.
No, God. Top Gun 2. Let's talk about that.
I'm so against this. I will not speak of this.
I don't. Do we need a Top Gun 2?
No.
It's been 30 years since the first one came out. Do we really?
Are there no original
ideas? Yeah, exactly. This is my problem with Hollywood nowadays. Right. Because they're just taking things like, oh, this was a hit in the 80s. Let's make a sequel. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't think it's good. Yeah,
Footloose.
No, it's never.
Perfect example.
Oh,
Footloose,
I know.
New one.
Mm-hmm. No, not as good. Not as good as
Kevin
the first
Bacon.
One.
Kevin Bacon does Footloose on Jimmy Fallon.
I know, and,
Fallon,
it, and, it's,
and
amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
That 3-minute clip better than the whole movie
Absolutely.
That they came out with a few years ago.
Absolutely. I did see the sequel, and I enjoyed it, but it was not as good as the first one. No, not at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't think we need a Top Gun 2. Jerry Bruckheimer is going to be behind it, so.
And it's Maverick versus drones.
Yeah, drones. This is what, I don't know.
What?
It's basically, they're going to start
using. That sounds like a comedy.
They're going to start using drones.
Yeah.
To, you know, in the Air Force, and so then Maverick is going to come and prove that they still need pilots.
Sounds terrible. Can we stop this right now? And Tom Cruise is going to be in it.
And I was thinking about this on my drive over because I had read, you know, some of the stuff we had talked about, what we're going to discuss, and I was thinking about it on my drive over, and I was just thinking, I think I will not be able to watch this movie the same way as I watched Top Gun. Because when I watched Top Gun, Tom Cruise was at the height of his career.
Yes.
And he was well-respected, and he was fresh.
Right. Yes.
And, you know. Now I will not be able to watch this movie without thinking about all of the, you know.
Because Tom Cruise is, you know, a little crazy, a little strange now. You know, people don't, I mean, he is a phenomenal actor, but yeah, I think all that's going to, it's going to be.
It's going to taint it.
Yeah, it's going to taint it. Yeah. Exactly. That's a good word for it. I just don't think we need a.
I just don't think we need it.
We don't need it. No, yeah. We don't need a Top Gun 2. We don't need a Top
Gun. Let Top Gun be Top Gun.
Exactly.
Let our children watch Top Gun and love it for what it is.
Exactly.
Right.
Let teenage girls watch it and enjoy that volleyball scene just as much as we do with teenagers. It always comes back to hot guys.
Right.
You know,
it's just,
I
don't know. I just don't think we need it, and I think it's going to be terrible. That's my honest opinion.
You know what's not going to be terrible?
What's that?
The Backstreet Boys concert.
OMG.
Now, something Juju is very excited about.
OMG.
There are talks that the Backstreet Boys and the Spice Girls are going to collaborate together.
I hope this isn't just a rumor.
I know.
No, Brian, what's his face from Backstreet Boys said it needs to happen. It needs to happen. Victoria Beckham cannot put the kibosh on this. No, she can't ruin it.
This would be so huge on so many levels. Imagine the money they would make off of this. Right. Like, yes. If they don't do this, you are passing up a giant opportunity. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Because that is two of the biggest bands of the 90s. Mm-hmm. People our age will definitely go and see mm-hmm. that. Although I think it would be phenomenal.
That needs to happen.
I wouldn't say I'm a big fan of the Backstreet Boys. Even they were really popular.
Were you in NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
I wasn't really into either of them. When I was in high school, it was country music and like classic rock that I listened to a lot. Mm. But I did listen. I mean, I listened to the radio like
Quit
everybody else.
Quit playing games with my heart, Cat.
Right. I love.
I'm aware
Boys.
Of them. I wasn't a huge fan, but I do like some of their stuff. And the Spice Girls,
you
I love.
You really need to spice up your life.
I do need to spice up my life
because I want it that way.
Viva forever. Viva forever.
I mean, quit being a wannabe and just get on board. I mean, this concert is like two become one. Yeah.
She came to this podcast ready to play.
All weekend. She's been thinking of this month. All weekend. By the way, that's a perfect title for their tour, wouldn't
that
it be?
That is a perfect title.
Two Become One?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I know, really.
Everybody, Backstreet's back. The spice of your life.
Amazing. Hire Juju for your marketing, guys.
She's killing it right now.
Oh my god, that would be so
I think it would
insane.
Be amazing. I was a big fan of the Spice Girls, as most girls our age were, back
but
in the 90s.
How big of a fan were you? Did you actually go see Spice
World? No, I didn't see Spice World.
No, I did not. No. But I was so ready when I heard there was a musical. I was so ready to go see it.
Yeah.
You saw Spice World?
Of course she did.
Of course she did.
I went with some of my friends.
Did you dress up? Which one
were
you?
Baby Spice?
Baby Spice. With your luscious blonde and pigtails.
Right. And my thick platform.
Yeah, giant platform. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then your little midriff top.
Yeah.
Your little like, baby blue midriff top.
It was fun, but it was kind of like you're talking about the Magic Mike moment. That was kind of what Spice World was.
Yeah.
It's like, we knew it was going to be not great.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be an Oscar movie, but it was an event movie. And it was back when I was in college, and I did movie reviews for this theater in town. And so we were able to go to the midnight showing the night before it opened. So we got like a group of people to go in, and it was fun. It was just like us. It was only us in the theater mm-hmm. watching this and singing along and having. I mean, it was fun. It was a fun movie.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it since then.
I watched it maybe
you
a year ago.
You mean you don't
ago.
Own it? Yeah. No. On DVD and no. Blu-ray and no. VHS?
You
Blu-ray.
Need that movie on Blu-ray.
Right.
The quality. Amazing.
You know, they should re-release it in 3D.
Oh, yeah. Actually, no, I watched it like a year ago, and it is awful. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy, and like, right. But it's enjoyably awful. That's right. The thing. It's, but it was.
But how much do you love Scary Spice, Mel B?
Mel B,
yeah.
On America's Got Talent.
Oh, I don't
know. She's
like,
one of the judges.
Oh, is she?
Yeah,
I didn't know
one
that.
Of the judges.
Is she?
I mean, the thing, it's not so much like, I don't really watch that show regularly, but whenever I do, I just enjoy hearing her talk.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that
I mean,
surprised.
Criticism is so much easier to tolerate when
it comes
to
that
accent. The British
accent. British
accent. Yeah,
yeah.
It really is.
She could be the next Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Is she mean?
Not as mean. Well, yeah. No one's Simon Cowell.
That's right. True. That's no one's Simon Cowell. That's
but
true.
Did you
she see... looks great, though. Oh, my gosh.
I bet
she
does, yeah.
Did you see that message she recorded for Emma Stone?
From
Spider-Man?
No, I didn't see that. I read that
so
article, but
awesome.
I didn't see it. But
Emma
Stone's, like, crying.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah. It was really,
I love
really
Emma
cool.
Stone.
Me, too.
Yeah, she's cute.
Too many Emmas. Which one is Emma Stone?
Emma Stone's a one.
Easy A, Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with the red hair.
Red hair, yeah.
Red hair.
Very pretty.
Crazy,
yeah.
Stupid Love. She's in all those movies.
Yeah.
She's super cute.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about Chris Evans. I know you have a lot to say about this, Juju.
I enjoy Chris Evans a lot.
He's
he was
retired.
My boyfriend for a while.
He's retiring from acting, right? To do directing?
That's okay.
Yeah,
come around eventually. He's retiring from acting.
Well,
he's
acting. Said so.
Yeah.
But hey, guess what? He's like contracted for like six more Marvel movies.
Yeah, yeah. He's done with the
it's going to be a while.
Years
yeah,
from
yeah.
Now.
I think it's going
to
be a while.
And he
wants to direct.
And he's already directed
his first movie.
Yeah.
Which filmed for 19 days.
Really?
He filmed it in 19 days.
Oh. Well, that's commendable. Good for him.
But we'll see how good it is.
Yeah, I know.
But I heard Winter Soldier is amazing.
Oh, I cannot wait.
You know, I didn't see the first Captain
America.
That's
this weekend. Next weekend.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Next weekend. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah, I didn't see the first one. I need to see it.
It's good.
Supposedly, after you see Winter Soldier, you're going to hope Black Widow has her own movie.
Scarlett she Johansson. Should.
I don't know how I feel about Scarlett Johansson.
I'm not huge on Scarlett Johansson, but I do love her as Black Widow.
Okay, yeah.
I think she's
great. I like her in some of her... Like, I don't... love her, but I watched some of the movies she's in and I do like her. Like, where's that movie? We Bought a Zoo. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
It's so good. Damon, yes. Right? It is so good. It's a really sweet movie. I would recommend that, but she's really good in that.
Yeah.
So. And The Nanny Diaries. I really like that too. Mm-hmm. I just watched that again recently.
I just think I've seen her. The first two movies I ever saw her in was Match Point. And then Woody Allen, and then I saw her with He's Just Not That Into You, and in both of them, she plays like a homewrecker, and that was my first impression of her, and I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
But she's hot, I'll give her that.
She is hot, she's very hot. She was really good as
the do a wide variety of movies, you know, I mean, she does a lot of different types.
She did the voice of her, and that was, she was really phenomenal as the
voice of
that.
And then she was in Lost in Translation.
Yes.
Sophia Coppola.
That's right.
Spike Jonze.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Funny tie in there.
Yes.
Right.
Did you know that Sophia Coppola is working on a live action of Little Mermaid? Did you know that? Yeah.
Not the Disney version.
Not the Disney version.
Oh, like the actual story?
Yeah, like the actual story.
Oh my gosh. So, the Disney movie Little Mermaid, I love that movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then when I was a kid, my parents... I was at, like, my parents would go to work, and they'd leave me home alone, and so my dad would rent me to VHS. And so I went, and, like, it was, like, in the children's section, it's, like, storybook theater, one of those things, you know, for, like, kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they do, like, the real fairy tale. And so I rented The Little Mermaid, and I remember watching it home alone by myself, and I was like, this is not Disney. There was no Sebastian and Flounder. And she, like...
I know.
What?
I know.
It was so traumatic.
So traumatic. Yep.
Oh my
gosh. That'll be interesting to see how how that turns out.
Prince Eric's my favorite Disney prince, though.
Yes, I would agree with that. Prince Eric.
Prince Philip comes up next.
Prince Philip is Sleeping Beauty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay.
Did you know that Sleeping Beauty has Aurora has the fewest lines of any Disney movie.
Yeah, I just read that. Yeah.
In a Disney movie.
I really do like that movie, though. It's very creepy in parts.
She only has, like, something like, what was it? It was, like, something like 16 lines.
16 lines, yeah.
Like, something that's all like that. She speaks in the whole movie. Everybody else talks.
Yeah, I do remember. Speaking of that Maleficent movie, that looks really good. I think that's going to be super good.
Go back to Cheekbones.
Again, I don't I'm not a fan of Angelina Jolie, but I think she's the perfect choice for this movie.
But they did her up in the
I think I think that's
she has great cheekbones, but
I think that's
going to be
awesome movie, I think. So
and I love the story about how she said that she had to have her little girl work with her because all the other kids were so scared of her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the ones they auditioned were too scared of her. It's going to be a good movie.
Good. I think it's going to be good. Yeah, I'm excited. We should go see that when it comes out.
Yes, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. So, okay, let's get to Ignoring Reality this week.
All right, Juju, you called this one. Who do you think is Ignoring Reality?
Well, I don't really think they're... ignoring
it's
I guess the way they're going through this process is not realistic for anybody else.
Gwyneth
Paltrow and Chris Martin's divorce, which I'm surprised it got as much attention as it did.
Yeah,
because
when they got married, that was a
conscious uncoupling kind of thing.
There's gonna be t-shirts, I'm sure.
That's a thing.
Well, it's really interesting. Let me pull this up. I found an article on HuffPost. What's really funny is this person wrote 8 reasons why Gwyneth Paltrow's conscious uncoupling is better than my divorce. So let me pull this up. My favorite one here was, they won't have lawyers or a mediator. They'll have uncoupling facilitators. there will be an uncoupling event. It will be a beautiful ceremony officiated by GPs, Gwyneth Paltrow's very good friend, Kabbalah guru Michael Berg, and her other very good friend, Episcopal priest Cynthia, I don't know how to say her last name, and it'll be catered by Mario Batali. Gwyneth Paltrow will wear a custom uncoupled pantsuit by Stella McCartney, and she looks stunning in it. It'll be white. And there will be acoustic number by Chris and kids singing backup, and everyone will cry mostly happy tears, and then they'll all hug in silence. And then Gwyneth Paltrow will have a special Me and Roe uncoupling ring made and sell it via Goop. But
yeah,
anyway.
I'd say they're ignoring reality. She's, I don't know, she's...
I like her as an actress,
she ignores reality all the time.
Yeah, she's just a little
with her new age.
Yeah, her new age, I don't know. She's a little pretentious. And people really hate Gwyneth Paltrow.
I was really, because I was really surprised by that. When that was announced, it was on my Facebook feed, and so I was looking at the comments, and so many people were like, oh, good for Chris Martin. What?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't know them, first
That's
of all.
True.
So
you don't
know what's good for him.
Exactly.
He could be just as weird as her. She may just be
I feel like he's a little pretentious, too, but that's just me. I don't know. But yeah, people hate her.
I don't understand why.
I don't understand. I think, because there's a lot of times she comes off as very like, oh, you know, I'm Gwyneth Paltrow, whatever. Right. So I think that's what gets people a lot. Yeah. But I don't hate her like people do.
I love her in Sliding Doors.
Sliding Doors, yes. I love her.
I don't know why I seem to love Gwyneth Paltrow British.
Yes, me too. those are two of my favorite movies ever.
Gosh.
Absolutely. I was obsessed with Sliding Doors when I was in high school.
Me
God,
too.
So much.
Me too.
And I like her as an actress.
Did you not want to rock that haircut
I
so
wanted
bad?
That haircut so bad.
Oh, I wanted that haircut.
It was so cool in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
Super short. Yeah, blonde. Like, it was so... Have you ever seen this movie, Sliding Doors?
Oh my gosh. It's so good. She starts off with mousy brown hair, and then she gets this blonde.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
It's so good.
It's such a good movie. I own it on DVD.
I do too.
Okay.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, of course you both.
DVDs, remember those?
Yeah, right. I know. What's the DVD? Yeah. So.
All right, ladies, let's get to what we're obsessed with this week.
And I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Okay. I'll start.
Okay.
I guess. I'm obsessed with this. There's this app called Zeit. For your iPhone, or I'm guessing they probably have it for Android too. I don't know. But it just asks you your interests, like movies, TV, whatever, and then it'll compile articles from all over the web and just puts them on your phone, and it's all easy to see. And I just love it. I mean, it's just so easy. There's so many good articles that come through. A lot of stuff we talk about, I get through Zeit.
Well, a lot of stuff that you wouldn't normally see on a regular website that you normally go to.
Yeah, exactly.
It pulls from different sources.
It'll pull from blogs or just really fan sites and that sort of thing. So it's just...
And you can like things and it's going to
find exactly. You can like things
cool.
They'll
it's
just
like
have
a little magazine.
Yeah, it is.
It comes up every day for
So
I would use it for Tom Hiddleston alone.
It can. I was reading some article on a Game of Thrones and there was a tag that just said Jon Snow. So I can find all Jon Snow articles. If I wanted to.
You didn't already.
Yeah, I didn't already. Exactly. So it's just a really neat app. If you're really into reading articles and stuff, I recommend it. So Zeit. Zeite. And it's free. So download it. Try it.
So I have a feeling I already know what you're obsessed with. Since you just brought it up.
Actually, my new obsession this week is Zachary Levi. I just started watching Chuck from the pilot episode, which I'd never seen before. So that's been fun. It's kind of a fun show.
Yeah, it is a fun show.
And then in my research, because I do that when I watch a TV show, there's an actor that I like.
I do the same thing.
Stalking is what I
obsessed.
Call it.
Stalking. There's that too. Yeah. I may or may not have taken a quiz that said how big of a stalker are you, Tom Hiddleston, and I am the quintessential stalker. Zachary Levi. So it's really cool. A few years ago, he started this company called NerdHQ, and at Comic-Con in San Diego, they NerdHQ will set up a little headquarters. That's off-site, but it's a place for fans to go, and it's relaxing, and there's food and drinks and stuff like that, and it's totally free. And then he actually does these symposiums. He gets big actors, he gets big stars. Mm-hmm. He got Nathan Fillion, he got Tom Hiddleston to stop by, and they'll do a one-hour Q&A with people.
That's awesome.
$25 to get in, that's all it is.
Wow.
But it's really intimate. It's I don't remember how many, but it's only 100, 200 people are allowed in there. So it's very small. $25 to get in, and every single penny goes to Operation Smile. So that's what I love about him so much is that because he set up this company and he's been bankrolling it himself, $1 million a year. He's pouring, it's his own money that he pours into it. So anyway, recently here in the last couple of weeks, he kind of put out an all call online and just said, look, I really need some help with this. I'm spending a lot of my own money. Mm-hmm. And so he wants to be able to continue it. Because the way he sees it is NerdHQ is a place for people. It doesn't matter what you're into. It doesn't matter what you're a big nerd about. It's a place for you to go to celebrate your fandom, which you're a big fan of. And that's what I kind of like about it.
That is really neat. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's been my obsession this week because I started watching Chuck. And so he's super cute,
Seems really nice. Yeah. And I watched the first season of Chuck when it started, and I really did like him. He's so cute. And did you ever see Tangled? He does the voice in Tangled.
Yes, I saw that in my research.
And he sings really well. He's singing in Tangled. Yeah, he's fantastic. I do have a
question. And he does have, there is a video online of him dancing with, because he's in Thor the Dark World. And so there's a video of him dancing with Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, wow. Well, that's...
And they both are wearing, like, sleek, you know, like, three-piece suits.
Oh.
They're on, like, a red carpet somewhere. Oh. And then they start dancing.
Oh, God, I'll have to watch that for sure.
Watch it alone. But that's my obsession this week.
Okay, Nick, follow that.
Okay, then the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I haven't watched the trailer. Does
it's
it look good?
Good. It's good. You know, it's hard because I want to compare it to the very first Ninja
the
90s
Turtle, or the 80s.
Which is great.
Then, yeah.
The turtles actually surprisingly look good.
Yeah?
Some people think they look like penises. because there's a lot of definition in the fit. It does kind of, but it looks good. And you know, Megan Fox actually kind of surprises me.
Is she playing April?
Yeah, she's playing
April. Really?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Michael Bay actually brought her back. Because remember, he kicked her off of Transformers 3, which sucked, Because they're the female lead in Transformers 3.
I didn't see the
third
one.
She was terrible. He's like, oh, actually, I really do miss Megan Fox. But yeah, she plays April, and so...
Does she dye her hair red?
A little bit. A little bit.
And wear a yellow...
But April is more... I guess April was a little bit of a redhead. More auburn. But, she does kind of have, like, the sort of the orange...
The yellow...
Yellow.
Mm-hmm. Yellow trench coat.
Just coat.
Oh, okay.
No Casey.
No Casey Jones in this?
From what I've seen, he might probably be in the scene.
Vanilla ice wrapping in this?
No,
No.
So it's not a legitimate turtle.
Obviously, no vanilla ice wrapping in
this. No, he's too busy doing his home design.
And commercials. I just saw a commercial for something he did. Really? I can't remember. Yeah, I saw him in a commercial. I don't remember what it was, but he was playing like a grocery store bag man or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Wow.
Way off topic. Vanilla Ice.
I can't remember what the commercial was, but I was like, oh, Vanilla Ice. He's in this commercial.
But anyway, you guys should watch it.
Look at the trailer.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. No,
it's definitely a Michael Bay movie. It kind of seems like Transformer-ish. The way it looks a little dark.
Yeah.
But there are some fun moments with the turtles interacting.
As long as Michelangelo is like fun and crazy.
He is. Yeah.
He was my favorite growing up. Yeah. Michelangelo. I always played Michelangelo.
Yeah.
My sister was Donatello.
I love
Donatello.
My
brother was Raphael. When I was little, when it was on the cartoon, I would put my tennis racket, because I took tennis after school, and I would put my tennis racket in my backpack, and I would stand in front of the mirror and whip it out.
If only there was a turtle with a tennis racket.
I know. They need a turtle with a tennis racket. They do. Right. Absolutely. Okay, right. Well, let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
Let's just quickly say we did get some new followers, I think, this week. So we're going to say hello to our Twitter followers.
All right, the one guy who made a gym in the holograms video.
Which one is he?
I cannot wait. That movie's going to be good. Mike Wetters?
Are we following him?
Yeah, we're following him. Just go to notifications.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mike Waters. Yeah.
Waters.
I hope I'm saying that right.
What's
anyway,
his Twitter handle?
Mr. Mike Waters. Thanks for following us, Mike.
Yeah. Your gym video was very entertaining.
Salem, Oregon. Yes.
Very entertaining.
He's a big fan of Jim in the holograms. We talked about the movie in the works last week, so he followed us. So thanks for following us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're great. Thanks. We love that.
And the Reddit News.
Retweeted us. Thank you, Reddit News, or favorited us also. So thanks for that. Megan, thank you for following us. Her name's just Megan. Just Megan. That recruit. That's her.
So you can always follow us at A Gal and a Gay. That's our Twitter handle. Our email is the same at agalandagay@gmail.com.
And you can find us on Facebook too. A Gal and a Gay.
And please subscribe and please like us and rate us on iTunes as well, because that really helps.
Yes, please. So, so this is it. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for joining us, Juju.
Oh, thank you, Katie and Nick. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, did you have fun? Good.
I did. I had a great time.
Good, yeah.
The mimosas helped.
Yeah, the mimosas always help. They really do. I need another one, actually, so...
Well, it's time for brunch.
It is time for brunch.
Bye.
You know, so thanks for listening, y'all. Stay tuned for our Walking Dead podcast tonight. So, goodbye.
Cool.